views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome back to another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And the number one question I get from people just like you is, how do I stay on my spiritual path? How do I stay connected to the God consciousness? Because the world is so busy, and I understand that. We all get so distracted, and we start to live from the subconscious, so you end up on autopilot. Well, I will tell you, as the creator and founder of the Body Regeneration Method and the creator of the TLC Community of Extraordinary Living, I teach you how to expand into the God consciousness so your frequencies, your vibrations can actually raise. If you don't have that connection, it's really hard to get rid of the doubt. So I want to encourage you to check out my site, tracylclark.com, for two reasons, because it really ties in with what we're going to talk about today. One, if you go to the free newsletter, there is an 18-minute free audio download where I actually will shift your energy with you for 18 minutes to increase your vibrational frequency as you stay connected to the God consciousness. But two, under the Body Regeneration Method, we are actually heading into a month around health on April 3rd. It is 4 weeks in a row, 2 hours each week of helping you understand what are the emotional issues behind your physical ailments. And this is really important. I know when someone had to restore her own body, I get it. I get it's frustrating when you wake up each and every day. And sometimes that pain may still be there, but it's just the body restoring and repairing. And if we don't understand that, it can be very difficult to go through as the body is repairing. And this is what I love today about our guest, Tom Palladino. He is, I don't know, there's so many words I could say about him, and he's going to come on and really let you know. But as Scalar Energy, and when I was introduced to his work quite some time back, and I use it, I tell my clients to use it all the time, because it does, with medical testimonial, it really does eradicate a lot of illnesses, diseases, and viruses that we are so trained that we just have to have and live with. And I was told that repeatedly, live with this, live with that, bear with it, manage it. And if you have ever lived in pain and suffering, you know there is nothing more defeating than when you're told that. And I know when I looked outside of the box, and this is what I want each and every one of you to do today, to listen to Thomas, be prepared. And I want to strengthen each and every one of you to really start to learn something new, to get out of your old paradigms. Because if you don't learn something new, then you're never going to shift into that new reality. And if you don't have your health, then you know how difficult it is, because I do. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't function. And this is what I love with what Tom does, because as he starts to tell you today about how he can start to eradicate those viruses, this is where I had to learn the other side. How do I speed up my body? This is what I do. How do I repair my body now? So those things are not there, but my pathways in my brain still think it's there. So things can still show up. So Tom, I am so thrilled to have you today, because you have helped so many people. I know my clients love being on Scalar. So, and you have new testimonials that we want to get into. So first, for listeners that may not understand what Scalar Energy is, and I know we've had you before, so people can check out our past shows, but let's give a little brief overview so they can get some good nuggets. Sure.
Thank you, Tracy, for the invite once again. Great to be here. I work with Scalar Light or Scalar Energy. What is that? That's Tesla energy. Some people call it the God force. Some people might refer that to zero point energy or chi or prana. It's not electricity. How's that? Let's start with this. There's two energies in the universe. There's electromagnetic energy that we're familiar with. And then there's another energy called scalar or zero point energy. my druthers is to work with Scalar Light. Why? Because it's so versatile and it's clean and it's easy to manage, quite frankly. And I've made a career, if you will, out of pursuing this emerging science, Scalar Light. What is Scalar Light? Candidly, it's everywhere. It's the God force. It originates from the sun and the stars of the universe. So it's sunlight and it's starlight. It's a pure, immaculate energy. And I really believe it has a divine character. And that's why we call it the God force. So with that in mind and with that seminal understanding, we move forward and let's explore what we can do with Scalar Light.
Yeah, you know what? One of the things I want to say here, and you just said it with the God force, and one of the things I tell people, and they say this to me, they're like, how can he get a photo of me and work on me? And I said, this is the number one reason why I teach people to connect to the God consciousness. Because if you don't have your faith and your trust, right, it's working. You know it's working. You have medical space. But we're so conditioned to pills and this and that that if somebody can work on me, and I get this all the time in my work too. They're like, how can you work at me and I don't see you? And then I get these shifts. And I'm like, because when you're connected in that energetic field and you're on a real science basis, that's where that belief is of understanding that, wow, because you feel, like I know being on your program, you feel, I feel it every day. People are telling me that are on it. We just put a big group there. They're like, oh my God, I feel that every day. So I say to people just to be more aware, to feel. So how do you do that with, because I get that all the time. He puts a picture in there and yes, he can get rid of this virus for me. So how? Okay, let's explain that.
Okay. So Scalar Light, Scalar Energy, this new emerging science is a game changer. It's going to change the way we live. Now, people send me a photograph of their skin and I treat people remotely by way of their photograph. How do I do that? Any photograph of any object has a light character or a light signature. So if I took my photograph, that would be specific to me. That light signature would be peculiar to me. And when I place my photograph in the instrument, then the instrument can find me like a satellite. If a satellite can send a signal to a cell phone, I hold in my hand a cell phone. And if I can send and receive signals by way of the cell phone, then likewise, I can send a signal by way of a person's photograph. It's that simple. This is one of the characteristics of Scalar Light, which is not electricity once again. Yeah. So to make this very simple, people simply have to email their photograph to me. That's it. That's the end of your obligation. You can go play tennis. You can take a nap. You can go on vacation. My instrument finds you like a satellite. If a satellite can find a radio or a GPS unit or a cell phone, my instrument working in that satellite-like capability can find you by way of your photograph, and we can improve your health with this energy all by way of your photograph.
Yeah, I love how you talk about the cell phone because it's such a good analogy because people don't question, like you and I just quickly talked before the show, people aren't questioning how you dial on your wireless device and it gets to me, but they start to question. And the reason I want our viewers and our listeners to really understand is this is a new paradigm. Like, wait, to get out of the old way of treating illness or disease or viruses or whatever's going on in your life, guys, you've got to start to expand that there's new technology. This is part of the new technology. You're part of this new shift that's coming now in 2020, 2021, where people are really getting fed up like I was with no answers. Manage it. Take a pill. Manage it. That was the first 32 years. And I love the fact that you can... You one, see visible results, but two, you're getting testimonials back with medical documentation. You've sent it to me. I've seen it. Yes. Like, talk about that more for people so they can start to understand. Because you're not just saying, oh, I'm putting it in there. You're actually getting people that come back. And I get this too, where someone's like, oh, I'm not walking with my cane anymore. Like, this is the miracle that I say to people that we're on the breakthrough of with the God consciousness, the divine energy. Talk about those so people can understand that.
Thank you. So one of the functions of Scalar Light, it holds together matter. If my two fingers represent some type of bond, some type of molecular bond, Scalar Light will either bond matter or unbind it, break it apart. So in function, my instrument, one of my instruments will break apart germs, microbes, such as viruses, bacteria, and fungi. In other words, when you send me your photograph, I can send a signal now, once again, by my instrument. It works like a satellite. And the signal that I send is for viruses, bacteria, and fungi, parasites, to break apart in your body. So consider this. A scalar light instrument working in a satellite-like capacity can send a signal to anybody in the world and break apart the herpes virus, yeah, or break apart Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which is a cause of TB. Yeah. So what we have discovered with scalar energy, it controls matter. It controls the covalent, the ionic bonds, et cetera, of matter. And we can release those molecular bonds. In so doing, matter falls apart. In this case, microbes or germs fall apart. Well, the upshot is simple. You no longer have that microbial infection. You no longer are infected with the herpes virus. You no longer have TB. And this is what we've experienced with people around the world. Why can we do this? Scalar light, energy is fundamental. Energy does what you tell it to do. And these instruments control matter. So imagine, we don't want germs in our body. Now we have the answer to that microbial infection, to that pathogenic infection. We are able, in a painless fashion, by way of your photograph, able to destroy a germ.
That's what I like about when you're talking. It is energy, and everything in the world is made up of energy. And, you know, coming from the background you were just saying with Tesla, and if people started to do a little bit more research, even behind the science, they would understand how quickly, when the body is told to do something, I always say, be careful how you speak to your body, because it'll listen to what you're saying. So basically, you are talking to the body every day through this, yes, scalar treatment, telling the body what to do. This is so important for the listeners. Tom is every day pushing a signal to your body. So if you've heard me say all the time, be kind to your body, talk to, yes, your body, hear what your body's saying. He's telling your body every day through the instruments, we are unwinding this pathogen. We are unwinding the root of where this came from. So the body goes, remember I said at the beginning, your brain keeps you safe. So what happens when Tom hits your system, the body's unwinding, going, oh, wait a minute, we don't need to carry that anymore. Oh, we're being told to get rid of it. Oh, it's like a little army of people disassembling, time to go home, we're done in this body. That is what you're telling people in layman's, yes, terms.
Yes, that's correct. And you mentioned this previously. We have diagnostic tests from clinics around the world now proving that we've eradicated germs such as the herpes virus, the Epstein-Barr virus. So many of these viruses that were deemed to be incurable, well, I beg to differ. We have a simple method now by way of scalar light in which we can destroy these viruses. Consider what I'm saying. Diseases that before were incurable, now we have the ability to eradicate those viruses. And what really is so pertinent is pennies on the dollar. You don't have to visit a clinic. It's painless. Yeah. You simply send your photograph and we send you a signal once again by way of these instruments that I've developed. And it requires no effort on your part. You don't have to change your diet. Sure, you want to be positive. Sure, you want to eat well. Everything that Tracy tries to inculcate in you, sure, incorporate that. But the beauty of this consciousness, this light force energy, it's everywhere. We can access it anywhere. We can send it anywhere, and it does indeed perform the function that we want. I am saying to you, we now have the answer to all pathogenic disease. Consider what I'm saying. There are thousands of diseases caused by germs, pathogens. We have the answer.
I think that's so important for people to understand, because humans are so used to doing things the hard way. You know, we got to run to 100 clinics and do 100 things. And this is what it's really important to understand, is that it doesn't have to be difficult. And one of the things that you've mentioned, and this is what I've noticed with clients, is that, so if they've gone through like the herpes virus, they'll say to me, okay, I've done the scalar, I've gone through it, but I got an outbreak. And I said, okay, now we have to actually adjust the energy of just your nerve system. It's just used to it. So if you get stressed, the nerve system's just going there. And I'll tell you, as soon as I reverse that pattern out of clients, they tell me they don't have another outbreak. However, I've heard you say that same thing, that it's a memory that just has to be reversed out of the system, but they will not be in a place to infect another person, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Once we destroy the herpes virus, it ceases to exist. And you cannot infect somebody unless you become reinfected. Yeah. Now, to speak to Tracy's point, the body has to heal. And then you have to participate in that healing. Sure, sound nutrition is part of it, but also your thinking, how you think and how you want to accelerate your healing process. You have to come out of that, to use a certain word, funk. You have to come out of that negative funk and you have to say to yourself, I am going to get better. This does work. We have eradicated the viruses. Let's move forward.
They do. And also what I say to people is once you know that, and it's really, that's the part I see with clients, right? You have to get rid of their shame, their guilt, everything that goes behind any virus that people get. But you also said something very, very important was now, and people have to remember this, guys, your health, I have spent so much money on my health and I'm so glad I did. And I wish you had this technology 16 years ago when I started. I really do. Like, people really have to understand how powerful your technology is and why I love it so much. But one of the things that I want listeners and for you to expand on, you said, unless you reinfect yourself. Mm-hmm. So with a lot of the viruses that do come up, that's the other place that people really have to understand, correct? Unless, right. Or just stay on the system for a long time because it'll help. So if somebody does go and I guess I would just have to be very aware because when you're traveling, you can infect yourself with different bacteria in places, correct. For instance, you may not be used to, correct?
Correct. Many people that work with me, prior to a vacation, they'll simply send me their photograph and they'll say, treat me for the next month. I'm going to be in airports. I'm going to be traveling where I'm not used to the flora and fauna of that area. And many people, that's prudent because you can pick up any type of germ in any type of airport, or while you travel, you're exposed to microbes that are not necessarily local to your home environment. So when you're in a foreign land, I think it's prudent really to treat yourself with the scalar light process because your body has not built up an immunity to many of the germs that you might experience elsewhere in the world.
Correct. Could you speak a little bit? I get a lot of questions regarding your work and, you know, I'm not sure how to phrase this, but around the Epstein-Barr and Lyme disease, and because there's so much programming that one you have for your whole life, and right. It's painful, right? What has been your experiences around that? How would you speak to that for people? I have a lot of listeners that do ask me that question. I send them to your site. They're curious and they're like, how long do I stay on it? Could it really work? I went on it. So can you speak to that? Because that's a big one affecting people right now.
Sure, sure. Epstein-Barr, it's ubiquitous. That virus is in every country around the world. It's said perhaps during our lifetime that at least 90% of the people in the world will in some way become infected with the Epstein-Barr sometime during their life. So it is a universal virus. What I'm saying to you is we have the answer. We can break apart the Epstein-Barr virus. We have many diagnostic tests that prove that. People have been infected with the Epstein-Barr virus for 15 or 20 years, they no longer have it. And we have the polymerase chain reaction test that prove that they're not detected. There's no viral load. Now, why the Epstein-Barr virus? Well, again, it's universal. Most of the people in the world have it. You can easily transmit it by kissing or by sharing a common drinking vessel.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I didn't know it was like that. Wow.
Yeah, you can transmit it through
no kissing frogs. Saliva. No, I'm just kidding.
Through the exchange of saliva. The point being, it's everywhere. It's a universal virus. So, what does Epstein-Barr virus do? Well, it's been implicated in Burkitt's lymphoma, certain type of cancer. It's a traveling partner in many cases with fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. Some people say it's the kissing virus that's associated with mononucleosis. It's also believed to be a trigger for Hashimoto's. Why? The Epstein-Barr virus has an affinity for the thyroid. And so when the Epstein-Barr virus attacks the thyroid gland, many times our body mistakes healthy tissue with the Epstein-Barr virus, and that's the beginning of an autoimmune expression, the failure to distinguish between self and non-self. Anyway, those are just some of the medical conditions that are associated with the Epstein-Barr virus. Here's the bottom line. Let's break it apart. Let's get rid of it. It's not good for us. It causes many diseases. I will go on record by saying we have the answer for Epstein-Barr, as well as all viruses. We can break apart the Epstein-Barr virus. And as Tracy has mentioned, we have these test results on our website. Now, after we destroy, after we disassemble these viruses, then you have to be prudent and you have to live according to those rubrics of sound health. Eat well, avoid GMO food, rest is restorative. Many people don't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be too hard on yourself. There's too much negativity in the world. Try to live a goal-oriented life. As a researcher, I get up every morning and I have goals. I have realistic goals and I'm happy. Why not do that? Why dwell on the negative? You have two choices in life, either be positive or negative. So the mindset is so important. Yeah. I try and pray every day and meditate every day. All of these things are very, if you will, advantageous to our spiritual, mental, physical health. This is what Tracy is trying to inculcate. Live a life in which you really can enjoy your life and live it to the fullest, because it's there. All you have to do is maybe make a few minor corrections in your life and you'll be on your way to perfection. I'm firmly convinced everybody in the world can change their mindset, can change their lives. I would not have devoted my life to research if I did not have that ideation. I had that belief.
Yeah, you know, you and I are so on the same page with that. That's why we hit it off so well, because I was my whole life being so sick. And when you're sick, guys, you're negative a lot, right? You get up, you're like, this pain, this suffering, I get it. But I also had to dig deep and change. And I had to change. And so now, like, I encourage people, say, even simple, get up in the morning and I say, thank you, God. What's going to happen today? What's fun going to happen today? What do I have? Yeah. Like, you've got your schedule, you have your goals, you know what you're going to do, but start getting into what that is when you get out of the morning rather than grabbing your phone and looking at what the morning news is, because there is enough negativity. And it has been proven even by science that if you can start to not just positive thinking, but really, like you say, live your life. And I always say to people, when you're doing Tom's work, like anything that I even work with people on, is say, wow, I am so happy that I'm seeing these results. I'm so happy that things are changing. I know they're changing. I know it's already done, because there is that, there's a real truth in the fact energetically, and the God consciousness says this all the time, it is done. And when you ask, you receive, it's done. And this is what your technology is doing. Yes. And again, I want to encourage so many people to really expand your paradigm and how you're looking and hearing to what Tom is saying. Because I think that's the biggest thing that you get is it's a skeptic, the skeptics that are like, how can this be so easy? I don't get it. And guys, it's that easy. I am on it. My family's on it. I've got to tell you this, Tom, you don't know this. It's kind of a cute story. So I have two cats. Everyone knows my cats, Cloud, my big white Persian. They're very affectionate. However, when the cats were even put on the endorphin, which I love, right? We're going to talk more about that. My one cat, which was Cloud, the big white fluffy one, he's always affectionate. But I noticed within about 2 days, he's become like a dog. He will follow you everywhere. He is even a bigger love bug. So I'm telling you guys, the reason I'm telling you this is it is more than just for you. It's the pets you love. It's your children. Mm. Like, you can actually get ahead of the curve with what Tom is doing and do this preventative. I say, don't even wait. Don't even wait for something to show up. Like, I think that's the worst you can do. I say, get on it and be preventative.
Yeah. Well, let me speak to that. Thank you. Many women come to our site and they sign up because they want to be preventative. One of the great examples that I can give, I believe is quite significant, is the human papillomavirus. We can destroy the human papillomavirus. Remember, I have an instrument that I can instruct to break apart molecular forms of germs. And I can only do that with scalar light. You cannot achieve that with electricity. That's why this new technology is going to really grip the world very soon. People are going to see the benefit of this new technology. Anyway, getting back to my point, many women sign up just because they want to have a preventative, a prophylactic attitude about their health. And we can indeed break apart the human papillomavirus. We have a gal who just presented a pictorial representation of a wart that she had in her mouth. And after we provided her these sessions, that wart began to shrink. Wow. And now it's gone. My point is this. The human papillomavirus is the number one cause of cervical cancer in women. I am saying to you that we can eradicate the human papillomavirus from the body. And in so doing, we can prevent many cases of cervical cancer. Now, when we really extrapolate and we realize how many viruses we can destroy, and viruses have been now linked to at least, say, 20 to 25% of all cancers, I am saying to you this. By virtue of the fact that we can disassemble and eradicate viruses in the body, we should be able to prevent 20 to 25% of all human cancer. Consider wow. that. Consider how it is. Consider the suffering that yeah. we will be able to alleviate and how many diseases and how many cancers we will be able to prevent in the future.
You know, I know we have to go to a quick break, and I want to actually pick up right where you just left off there. Before we go to break, though, can you let everyone know your website, where to find yep. you, how they can sign up?
Right. The website is scalarlight.com. That's spelled S-C-A-L-A-R. When you visit the website, at the very top is a red banner, free trials. Anybody in the world can sign up for the free trials. Why do we do that? To encourage you, to show you how simple this is, and to prove it to you. I realize this is different. This is avant-garde. I get that. So we offer free trials to anybody in the world. Don't be bashful. Just upload your photographs. As Tracy said, include your pets, and you'll see that you feel better. You will see the merit of these sessions.
Absolutely. I love it. And we're also going to make sure you guys get all the links after the show as well. So we're going to be back with Tom right after the break. So stay tuned, because we have a lot more juicy information for you.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lewis, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past. Step into the spotlight and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewis, visit SarahLewis.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I am so happy that we have Tom Palladino with us today. He is a researcher. He's all into the science. So I love it because I'm a little bit of a nerd that way myself. So I love what he does. I have seen the results in my clients when I'm working with them. I have seen how they have changed and how just their energy. So this is even like they feel more alive, vibrant, uplifted. And there is the part that you also, I want to reiterate, it's important that you also, like Tom said, as the pathogens are leaving, you got to change how you're thinking, why you got it, what was that reason? Because this is the understanding. You want to get rid of all that because you don't want to carry it anymore. And you want to start, I want to encourage you guys, if you had, let's say the herpes virus, you know Tom has gotten rid of it, you know you're not getting it, stop saying I have it. These kind of things, your body goes, what am I looking for? Stop saying things like that. Getting to the place of, wow, thank you God, I found this amazing technology. I was able to get rid of the systems and the patterns where I was negative talking, and now I get to live and restore my life. I'm just so happy to have you here, Tom. You have no idea.
Thank you. Likewise.
I want to talk a little bit more where we left off. You were talking about the HPV, which is huge. Everybody's talking about it and into the cancer. And I really want to just reiterate that point one more time, because I know up in Canada, I was just telling you, it's harder to get a lot of the tests done here that you can get and access more in the United States. And I'm not sure in Europe, I haven't asked those people yet. I haven't had that feedback. Maybe you have. They might be able to get them easier. Do you know if in Europe and other countries, is it easier to get the test done?
I haven't had any problem with the European clients that I had. And frankly, in Africa, it's easy to get a PCR test. Imagine that.
Yeah, and it's more difficult here. And I really want people to understand what you were saying, because HPV is one of the big things we hear a lot all the time. You hear about, you know, that preventative in terms of getting shots. And this is an easier way. This is an easier way to really make sure that you get ahead. I was somebody that showed up, I called them bad cells many, many years ago. And I don't like that C word, but we'll just get rid of that. But going through the process and having to do it very different, and I did take a different approach, I'm glad I did. And what you said about cancer and understanding, people need to understand that you are cleaning out the body. You're like literally going through a car wash the way you look at the pathogens and scrubbing everything out of the system.
Yes. Consider this. The way I've calibrated this instrument and my current state of ability, we can eradicate potentially now 400,000 species of pathogens and parasites. Now consider that, 400,000 different types of germs, viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoan, we can eradicate from the human body.
Quickly, because you said 400,000, how many did you start out with?
I've been researching for 30 years. Yeah. So when my first week of research, I probably had 100. I started with 100.
See, listeners, listen to what he's saying. He's adding new ones probably very regularly, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I have two full-time researchers, and all we do is we add germs. We add parasites to our collection. So this has been a lifelong endeavor on my part. You know, I've been at this now, actively pursuing scalar light therapy for 30 years, research, inclusive of research, then 40 years. This has been my lifelong passion. And with that said, it takes time to build a library of pathogens, as I have. And it takes time to have an understanding of how this energy works. It's an emerging science. I welcome everybody to explore this. But like any science, it's consuming. It takes time to really develop an understanding of scalar light. And that's why I'm very patient with people. All of your questions are valid. And once we understand this new technology, I predict scalar energy someday will be as popular as the iPhone. That's how popular it will be.
I agree too, because the more people start to understand and get out of their own way and realize, like we were saying earlier, it can be easy. And so I like the fact that you are constantly researching. 400,000 you have right now, and I'm sure you will be up to 500 or 600, because there's always new ones.
Right.
That are coming.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
So
that's correct.
I love that. Can you, this is one question I get. So I know the answer, but maybe for the people that don't, when someone says, how long should I be on the program?
Mm-hmm.
What's your answer to them? Because I get that a lot. And I'm always like, go with what you feel. It might be 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year. What do you say to those people?
That's a good point. And if you feel that this is abetting your health, stay on it indefinitely. It's not that expensive if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, then I would suggest you try it maybe every 5 or 6 months. Do this intermittently. Why? Well, because germs are everywhere and you will become reinfected with some germs. Secondly, we have another therapy we've not spoken about is a chakra balancing. This energy is so strong, it can realign the brain waves, reprogram the brain waves, including the 7 chakras. And many people say that under this daily administration of a chakra balancing, they sleep better. I sleep better. They're calmer. I am calmer. They have ability to focus. Their mental clarity is accentuated, if you will, under the chakra balancing. So to answer that question, I guess it's a function of many variables. If you can afford it, stay on it indefinitely. Get a group of people together. We have group rates that are very affordable. I can promise you, I treat every day. 7 days a week, you're being treated. There's another therapy I haven't mentioned, the nutrient program. We assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants inside the body on a daily basis. That in and of itself is really of merit, and that in and of itself would be impetus to stay on this program indefinitely. What I've tried to devise with this standardized program, and I'll enumerate, we can destroy germs, we can balance the 7 chakras, and then we can assemble nutrients. We do that every day. Destroy germs, balance the chakras, assemble nutrients. If I do that on a daily basis, that's universal healthcare.
Yeah.
The driving force behind the standardized system was to provide inexpensive, effective, and a universal approach to health. I envision that eventually billions of people around the world will be treated with this standardized program. That's why I call it the standardized program. It's designed for everybody in the world. Everybody in the world is a candidate for the standardized process. So, long-winded answer, but I'll consolidate my thoughts. If you can afford it, stay on it indefinitely. If you cannot afford it, then visit us maybe twice a year and just sign up at least to have your chakras balanced for the month, and at least to have the germs once again eradicated from your body.
Yeah, I think it goes beyond that for people listening. You have so many creative options, whether it's groups or, you know, however the people want to do it. But what I keep going back to is it's your health. Like, I don't know how someone, I have people say that, oh, I can't afford that. And I'm like, yeah, but you're carrying a $10,000 bag. Not to be rude, but you got to prioritize. And I had to do that. I was like, you know, I didn't have much money when I had to restore my health, but I saved. I saved every month for the one or two things I knew I had to do that were important to me. So I don't think it's about the money. It's about priority, guys. You got to know, is your health a priority? Do you want to be waking up 65 and all of a sudden told you have this and that and a list of things, or 70 and because that's when people wait. They wait too long.
Right.
I see it all the time. And then what happens is when you guys aren't paying attention to what's going on in your body, finally, you will get a sickness, an illness, or a disease. And then the body's like, hello, pay attention to me. And then by then, you have a lot more work, because that's kind of what happened to me. I was born that way. But you have a lot more work rather than jumping on something like this to start to get ahead of the curve. So So I don't even think that when people tell me the money thing, I just say to them, are you important or not? Because really you'll, I guess that's the bad thing about systems. You know, they'll give you a drug for $5 and say, here it is. But you really got to step out of that paradigm. I'm really glad you brought that up. But I also believe people have to really, you can save. You cannot go and get that latte that day that's $6 or $7. Like, I don't know what they're there, but they're like $6 or $7. So I'm glad I don't drink coffee. So I want to also, that's my lecture, everyone. Your health, you can't put a dollar on it. You're very affordable. I also want to talk about your endorphin program. And this is why, because I was telling you, I love it. I'm always, it's just, it's clear. It keeps you clear in our busy world where people are, you're always bombarded with different energies. You're driving, you're in, you know, stores or wherever you are, work. And why did you create this and what's different about it?
We're able to assemble endorphins and neurotransmitters. Now, once again, scalar light, scalar energy is fundamental. It holds together matter, including dopamine, serotonin. If we can assemble dopamine and serotonin in the body, we can improve human health. Now, you have to consider these happy chemicals, endorphins, neurotransmitters, they're not only in our brain, but they're in our gut, they're in our microbiome. Like serotonin, most of the serotonin we have in our body is not in our brain or central nervous system, it's in our microbiome. So endorphins and neurotransmitters are so important. Yes, they make us happy, but they're also a function of other metabolic processes. Now, on a daily basis, we will administer endorphins and neurotransmitters. And on a 24-hour time schedule, we're treating you around the clock. You will see that we can assemble endorphins, neurotransmitters in your body, and you will be happier. Many of the people who are on this program say that they no longer stress, or if there's a stressful situation, that they can handle it much easier. They're not inclined to fly off the handle, if you will. Many people say that they're giddy, that they're much more communicative. And that would make sense. If we're assembling dopamine, serotonin, all of these different types of neurotransmitters in your body, 24 hours a day, you will feel it. I feel it. I have my St. Bernard. I have a dog. I have my St. Bernard on endorphins and neurotransmitters. And I think he's happier. I see a greater sense of sprite about him. It's that feeling for life, that zest for life.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend, if it's only $75, if you can afford endorphins and neurotransmitters, try it. It will uplift your mood.
Yeah. You know, I want to tell you something. So about 2 weeks after I was on it, that was last summer. I think that's when you launched it. Was it summer or fall? It was in that area, right? And then I got the note. You're like, oh, everybody try it. And that's where I first started it. And I'm still on it. And I'll tell you, and I haven't shared this with you, that so about 2 weeks after, felt great. Everything was lovely. And I don't eat a lot of sugar. I just don't. But I decided I didn't want to eat any more sugar at all. And so it literally, there was zero effort of giving up sugar. Zero effort, which I was surprised because we all still have those little cravings. I've had no cravings. My hormones are completely balanced from being on your program. Beautiful. And I've lost about 12 pounds.
Have you? Wow.
And I'm not a big person to begin with, but I was, you know, I sit a lot because of what I do. And I do exercise. It was a very cold winter here. So you get out as much as you can. But I just started to notice, right? I'm almost 50. You start to notice things are changing. And I don't buy into that, but I did notice. But when going on this, I made the changes literally overnight. Now, I moved a few other things, but overnight. And I felt so good. And that's another part that you don't hear people talk about your program, but because it did boost me so I could work I work really long days, but I love it. I'm like you. I love what I do. I don't care. It's like playing, but I find by being on that program, I know I have the extra energy. And I always say from God that comes from your program that I know my body requires so I can be in better service to the people I serve every day.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I agree. And we've heard this from so many people. Imagine if you're under these programs, there's going to be an uplift in your spirit. You're going to be happier. Most people express that. you'll have a greater sense of mental clarity. Let's face it, many of these germs find their way past the blood-brain barrier, and they impair your not only your attitude, but they impair your thinking. Many people say that they had brain fog. You've heard that term so often. The fact that we can balance the chakras and remove spirochetes, remove viruses from the brain, that lifts the brain fog. Now, this is not to slight anybody. Nobody's fault. Germs are everywhere. But we don't realize how prevalent they are and how they impair our health until you have this pathogenic cleanse and you wake up one day and you say, wow, I've got energy. I don't have brain fog. I feel much better. My rash is going away. It's a game changer. This is why we're so emboldened by this research. We know we're going to change the world. If this is the first time you've heard of this, it won't be the last. Tracy and I were reminiscing that the next 5 years, this will be standard.
Yeah.
The world will be on scalar in the next, within 5 to 10 years. We're going to change the world.
Well, people are, because like we said, people are demanding the new. We are in the time of new. The old that you guys have been, you know, really embedded in, and it's all it is a system, right? People got locked into the system. You've been programmed, you've conditioned, just like I was when I was little. This is what we do. This is what we do. And when we actually can get you out of that, and I just want to think of how I'm going to lifting everyone out of that to really be strong, to energetically understand even more what you're saying, but to feel it and to really feel and know and trust and believe that as they're going through the process, that they can see the results that all of your thousands of clients have all over the world. And now you have a specific place on your website where people can actually go and read the testimonials, correct?
That's
I know
correct.
I've been there, so yeah.
That's correct. And we have approximately 2,000 testimonies from around the world. Many of those testimonies are accompanied by diagnostic tests. You know, many people demand some type of testing. We call it the polymerase chain reaction test. That's the test that will look for either the presence or absence of a pathogen, a germ. So visit the website. 2,000 people cannot be wrong. No, this works.
No, it does work. And so what are, I don't know if I can ask this question, but so what's next? What else? You've got these incredible programs. Are you starting to develop? You don't have to drop the secret, but
I don't have any any new modality on tap for 2019. I am experimenting with increasing the energy, and I hope that if I do so, that I could open up the mental faculties, Tracy.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that scalar light is responsible for all human thinking, for thought. Yeah. And what I'm trying to do is to be able to allow the human brain, the mind, to express itself. So over the next couple of years, I'll be working with the ability to use this instrument, which is consciousness, scalar consciousness, to open up our consciousness to even a greater extent, and to eventually to really access all the supernatural powers that we have of the mind and of the heart. That's my next step. That's my next frontier.
Yeah, you know, I so agree with you. We're so in alignment with that because, as I was saying earlier, more people are running from the subconscious and the conscious. And I put an article out last night to my list, and I was talking about how now humans are like, their retention span is less than a goldfish. And they found this, and I was like, wow, you know, we have so much untapped knowledge and information sitting within us. And I think that that's what I'd really like our listeners to understand about what you do too, is this is how, I always say your body is like a computer, and this is how when you are talking to the body, right? People understand when Tom's talking to your body, it's no different than you going on your computer, activating, you know, your Norton antivirus or whatever virus program you run in your computer. And you know how it scans it and it pulls all the viruses out and you have to put them in the garbage and it gets rid of it. Tom's doing the same thing. So your right. system works like a computer. And so when he's talking to it, he's scanning and he's moving and it's getting out. That should be, that's like I thought a whole new glory realm in itself, right? Because that's yes. a celebration that is how easy it is. So if you're having a hard time understanding what he's saying, go run a virus scan on your computer, delete the viruses that come up, They are gone. That's exactly what he's doing that fast in your system.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And you have to consider germs, viruses, bacteria, spirochetes, etc. They are the cause of thousands of diseases.
Yeah.
Or they contribute to other medical conditions. You know, you have to say, I'm sick. Why are you sick? Well, it could be an environmental factor. It could be poor nutrition. It could be a pathogen. There, you know, when you really boil it down, there's not many options for why are you sick. You know, obviously physical trauma is one of them, but pathogenic disease is really to be reckoned with. Keep in mind that a greater number of people have died from germs, pathogens, than all the wars that have ever been waged.
Wow.
Pathogens are the number one killer of mankind. More people die from germs than they do from war and revolution.
And I think, too, more people unfortunately die from a lot of things that are undiagnosed and they're missed. And again, this is a way to get ahead of the curve. This is a way to really, I'm always talking about preventative, guys. You know that. You hear me all the time. And what Tom is telling you, and I, you know, I can totally back it up, seeing it, having my clients on this, it literally is, yes, changing, getting out of the body, but it's preventative. And I can't say that enough about what you do. Really can't, because yeah, we all have the germs and the viruses. And right now it's spring break. So many people are away in all these other countries. I see all their posts. And the thing I say to my clients is, if you're going to be going away, like you just said, I said, get your family on the scaler, because you are in all these other countries and it will keep your system clean. That is what's so important. You know, I'm so honored that you joined us today. I know we're getting close to this top of the hour. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
Be positive. That's part of human health. Whether you have a scalar light instrument in your home or not, that really doesn't matter. Scalar light is in your mind. It's in your heart. And make a decided effort to improve your life. Get rid of the negative. Incorporate what's good, holy, and positive. Change your attitude. You will change your life. Everybody has the ability to master their life. You might not be able to control the world, but at least be happy and control your thoughts and be happy. God bless you. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, you know, I love what you said. I just did a workshop and I said, are you important enough to make yourself a priority to do what you need to do? And you have to say, yes, you had to do it in your life. I've had to do it in my life. So we're proof it does work. And I'm going to tell you guys, I love what you said there, because only you can make yourself a priority. Only you. Get rid of the naysayers. Get rid of the people that say, I've heard that 100 times. Oh, that's crazy. Why do you do that? I'm going to tell you, if I didn't go down what seemed crazy to people that wouldn't open and expand their mind, I'd be dead today. And I don't say that lightly. It's truth. So what I'm saying is, explore what Tom is saying. Get on it and try it. And so tell them, where can they find you?
Sure. It's scalarlight.com. Visit the website. Please avail yourself to the complimentary trials at the very top, red banner that says free trials. You can sign up your entire family. All you need to do is submit your photographs. It's that simple. We will prove to you that this is a game changer. Your health will improve.
Easy peasy. Well, thank you so much, Tom. I'm so glad you came back. I know we're going to see you again. And thank you for just joining us. You are such a blessing in the world of changing viruses and illnesses. So I know our listeners love having you. We will have you again. And thank you guys tuning in this week to the Tracy L. Clark Show. Make sure you check us out every Tuesday, 11 a.m. right here on Transformation Talk Radio Eastern Time, so we can start to continue to shift and make you go from unhappy and unhealthy to happy and healthy. So check out Tom Palladino with Scalar Energy, because you don't want to miss that. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.